This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The Associated Press says Qatar, Egypt, and the United States are negotiating a three-day humanitarian ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. According to officials from Egypt, the United Nations, and a Western diplomat who spoke to the AP on condition of anonymity, the ceasefire will be imposed in exchange for release of about a dozen hostages held by Hamas in Gaza. The deal would enable more aid, including limited amounts of fuel, to enter the besieged territory to alleviate worsening conditions for the 2.3 million Palestinians trapped in the territory. The one-month-old war was triggered by the deadly Hamas attack on southern Israel on October 7th that left more than 1,400 people dead. The terrorist group abducted about 240 people during the raid. The Hamas-run health ministry in Gaza says more than 10,500 Palestinians have been killed, including more than 4,300 children. An Israeli military spokesperson says 50,000 residents left northern Gaza on Wednesday. Israel opened an evacuation corridor Sunday along the main road connecting northern and southern Gaza. It remains open for 4 hours daily to allow civilians to leave the epicenter of the fighting. The IDF said Wednesday it extended the corridor for an additional hour because so many people were using it. Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said Palestinians are leaving northern Gaza because they think Hamas has lost control of the region. He said IDF troops would continue to allow Palestinians to continue to move south on Thursday. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crisis as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. This is VOA News. The U.S. has launched another airstrike on a site in Syria, AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer reports.
The Pentagon says that the United States has launched an airstrike on a facility in eastern Syria linked to Iranian-backed militias in retaliation for what has been a growing number of attacks on bases housing U.S. troops in the region for the past several weeks. The strike by two U.S. F-15 fighter jets was on a weapons storage facility linked to Iran's Revolutionary Guard. This is the second time in less than 2 weeks that the U.S. has bombed facilities used by the militant groups. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The giant pandas who once resided at the National Zoo in Washington, D.C. are heading home to China. The AP's Ed Donahue explains.
Parents Mei Zhang and Tian Tian brought the zoo panda babies over the years.
Taishan, Bao Bao, Bei Bei. And now Xiao Qiqi.
People could see the babies on the panda cam or at the zoo.
It was cute and in the mom, and he was trying to explore.
The zoo's Brandy Smith was there as mom, dad, and cub Xiao Qiqi were loaded into large white crates.
It is a moment with some heartbreak in it.
They were put on a plane headed to China, and there are no guarantees that pandas will return to D.C.
I look forward to welcoming you all here sometime soon again as we celebrate the return of giant pandas to Smithsonian's National Zoo.
Veteran China watchers have speculated the withdrawing of pandas from zoos is linked to diplomatic tensions between the U.S. and China. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The union representing U.S. film and television actors has reached a tentative deal with major Hollywood studios to end its four-month-old strike. Negotiators came to an agreement on Wednesday. The union said the tentative deal is worth more than $1 billion over 3 years and includes increases in minimum salaries and a new bonus for working on shows produced for streaming TV services such as Netflix. Union member Jessica Brown gathered with her fellow actors in Los Angeles to celebrate the new deal.
It doesn't seem real. Like, it doesn't seem like it can be over just like that. I was expecting it to be like a few more weeks, months into January, and then it's just over, and so it's, my brain's still trying to, like, catch up and process, like, oh, my God, we did it. We did it. Yeah.
The deal also provides protections against unauthorized use of images generated by artificial intelligence, an area that had emerged as a major concern from performers who feared being replaced by digital doubles. The agreement must still be approved by the union's board and its members, but it brings an end to months of labor strife that has hobbled production in Hollywood. Movie and television writers ended their own four-month strike against the studios back in September. I'm Richard Green for